votes is what they've estimated now. Catherine Cortez Masto. So, yeah, that's why you got to wait for all the votes to come in. Because it looked like the Republican Adam Laxalt was leading the whole time. And then when they actually got the votes in all the way, then the Democrat ended up leading. Now, in the gubernatorial race in Nevada, they have called the election for the Republican, the Joe Lombardo. He's won by a point and a half. But in Arizona, with 93% reporting, they still have not called that race yet. It's still too close to call. 93% reporting, Katie Hobbs, the Democrat, leads by 1 point. And it ends up being, I mean, it's still quite a few votes ahead, though. She's looking at 30,000 more votes, maybe 20,000, actually, more votes. So they still have 7% left reporting, and so we'll see that. They still have not called the Alaska race yet either. So, but there's House races all around the country that we still don't quite have called yet, and so we're waiting for those to happen in order to determine who's going to control the House. So it's just crazy. This almost a week now. Been almost a week. Oy vey. Then some of the other top stories going on here. President Biden and President Jinping from China ended up talking, and they signaled a desire to improve their ties and kind of cool down any Cold War fears, even though they clashed a little bit over Taiwan. So they met in Bali and were discussing things there. And So they met in Bali. They were discussing things there, but they did signal that they want to try to work better together. So yeah, that's okay. There you go. And then, let's see here. Oh, so Mike Pompeo. So today was the day we expected to get President Trump to announce his candidacy for president. Now, apparently it's been pushed off to at least tomorrow. Well, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, has launched ads in key states. Now, we've known that he's even made it clear, Mike Pompeo has, that he's basically exploring a presidential run. Well, he's already started launching ads now, so that makes it look like he definitely is going to, he's definitely going to be trying to implement a presidential run. So he's already started his ads today. Really, the first person, the first candidate to launch ads. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Grace Wolf.
Our roadways are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 really not showing any major delays. Really only spots you're going to see slowdowns is our typical areas. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Payson Highway 90, expect traffic on the bridge as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. You're going to see some slow traffic before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
University of Virginia had a shooting today, 3 football players killed, and now the news is coming out that University of Virginia conducted a threat assessment back in September over this shooter. And that's hard when you hear that kind of thing, that they actually did a threat assessment and then didn't do anything about it, and he ends up being able, you know, continuing on with the shooting. A serious bus accident happened in Kentucky, leaving 18 students and the driver injured. Oh, my goodness, it's terrible. 48,000 University of California workers, these are graduate student workers, they began to strike across all 10 campuses. 48,000, this is the largest strike of 2022. And Google is going to pay out $392 million to 40 states in the largest ever U.S. consumer privacy settlement. This came about after they were basically location tracking people, not informing, and bigger than that, they were selling the data to advertisers without users knowing about this stuff. Apple was sued for the same kind of thing. We'll have to see what's going on, because apparently with Apple, even if you turned off your location settings on your phone, they were still tracking you. Oh, yeah, that's big. And then Jay Leno. some fire with a car. He suffered serious burns, was hospitalized, but he says, I am okay. And finally here, talking about workers, Amazon is set to lay off thousands of corporate workers. It'll be the biggest cuts in company history. They're going to lay off close to 10,000 corporate employees. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We got top trending news with David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around. Hey, if you would like a pair of tickets to go see the Rocky Mountain High Experience, it's a John Denver Christmas starring Rick Schuler. It's going to be at the Pensacola Singer Theater on November 25th. And so if you would like to attend, then we've got a pair of tickets for you right now. Just text in, well, for this one, let's say text in Rocky Mountain. So text in Rocky Mountain to 850-437-1620. Gracie will select one of the winners. You could have a chance to win that pair of tickets. So if you're not familiar with this, it's a John Denver Christmas starring Rick Schuler, America's top John Denver tribute. An unforgettable and intimate experience that will take you back to the 70s when John Denver's music permeated the radio airwaves. So check out all your favorites, including Rocky Mountain High, Sunshine on My Shoulders, Leaving on a Jet Plane, Annie's Song. But then there's also some Christmas classics as well, like Away in a Manger, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Let It Snow, and Silver Bells. So if you like those pair of tickets, text in Rocky Mountain, 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Bobby, millions of people bracing for an early winter storm that could bring snow to people across 20 states. But no, not here. Not for us. The storm's, though, going to be a big one, stretching all the way from Texas to Illinois. It could bring the first snowfall of the season for a lot of the country. Meanwhile, here in the Gulf Coast, we'll see some rain, maybe even some hail. An Arctic air spreading all across the country this week. Supposed to warm up a little tomorrow and then get pretty chilly by the end of the week. Highs only in the 50s. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Republicans are going to be fighting hard for the American families the Biden administration is leaving behind.
Last week's midterm elections reconfirmed something that's been clear for a number of years. When it comes to politics and to policy, we are a closely divided nation.
And he was on the Senate floor today. McConnell says that Americans have chosen a closely divided government. And he says that Democrats are going to see a lot of resistance from Senate Republicans. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan has some more legal obstacles today. A federal appeals court in St. Louis now temporarily blocking the debt relief program. The Biden administration stopped accepting applications for that last week after a Texas judge called it unconstitutional. And Bobby, you know, we talked a little bit about how it was going to do. Black Panther Wakanda Forever had a great opening weekend, opened up with a $181 million opening domestic box office weekend. Some experts are expecting it to make over $500 million before it finally heads to streaming, and who knows when that could be. Apparently, there's no plans right now for it to be on Disney Plus before the end of the year, so they're thinking that it'll be in the theaters for a while.
Yeah, my guess is it'll probably be in the theater a while, and I've noticed them doing that now with movies that seem to do very good. They keep them in the theater longer, and, I mean, look, Top Gun Maverick, it was in the theater for a long time. And I think they're going to keep doing that with these bigger movies, because with the smaller movies, a lot of people just wait for them to be on DVD or on streaming. But certain movies are like meant for the big screen, like Top Gun Maverick, like Avatar, like Black Panther. So when these are meant for the big screen, they'll keep them on the big screen longer. I think we're going to start seeing that trend happening more and more. Like, if you want to see it, you're going to have to wait a long time if you're going to wait for it to be on streaming. And they do that now to like, because people after a while are just like, I'm dying to see that movie. Oh, it's still in the theaters? All right. And they'll just go to the theater. So, yeah, I saw that. So it was a record amount for November for a movie. And I think it was the second most for a movie this year. Like the second biggest weekend,
right,
for a movie this year. So, Yeah. I saw it. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
And was it?
I think it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a really good one. There was a couple of moments where they're obviously trying to do a tribute type of thing to Chadwick Boseman. And so it gets a little emotional there for a little bit. And then throughout the whole movie, there's definitely like some, I guess, dramatic moments is the best way to put it, pertaining to Chadwick Boseman, the guy who played Black Panther before. But they did it very well with the transition of things. And I thought it was a fairly good movie. Everybody in the theater around me seemed to like it. So, yeah, there was that one. And by the way, I did wait to the very, 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 very end of all the credits and everything. You know, it's like 15 minutes of credits.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no end scene at the end. I was like,
there was nothing.
What?
You waited all nothing. That time for nothing?
Nothing.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, they always put one in. That's got to be one of the first ones they haven't done.
Yeah. They did have something in the middle of the credits, towards the beginning. You know, so the credits start to roll, then they have an extra scene. And then, you know, the rest of the credits rolled again. But they usually have something still at the very, very end. Nothing. Nothing. So all of us that were sitting in the theater were like, wait, what? So, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are looking pretty typical at the moment. We do have an accident, though, at the intersection of Sorrento and Bauer Road. Not seeing a lot of slowdown at this intersection, but do just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We have afternoon slowdowns. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90, we do have construction on the bridge that is causing delays, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns before you get to Gondolier Boulevard in the eastbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, you know, we often talk about illegal immigrants. You see these stories nationwide about illegal immigrants who commit crimes, and we're like, oh, man, that's terrible. This is an outrage. But it's over there, you know, and it happened over there. Well, now we've got one that happened here. I'll tell you what it was coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I do want to read this text here real quick first. Interesting how the student debt court decision came a few days after the election, not before. Yeah, I saw that as well. We've been talking about that. I mean, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? It is what it is. The judge says it's illegal the way they're going. Now, the administration, by the way, has appealed that decision still. So who knows? Maybe it'll come back and they'll still have the student debt relief. But for now, it's been canceled. You know, when we talk about these illegal immigrants committing crimes, it's usually, you know, over there. Happened in California. Happened in Texas. Happened even if in Florida. I was down in Miami, you know. Oh, boy. Now there's this guy, 43 years old, who's been extradited from Laredo, Texas. He is a former Walnut Hill farm worker, and he's in the Escambia County Jail now, charged with sexual assault on a victim under 12. It led to an Amber Alert back in July, and I guess she's 11 years old. She was discovered missing from her home in Walnut Hill, and she was initially believed to be in the with him. And, oh my goodness, 43 years old. Turns out he's an illegal. He left the farm. He's an illegal farm worker. And now being charged with this sexual whatever assault on a victim 11 years old. So that's right here in our neighborhood, you know, not way over there across the town or whatever. Feel good. I knew that I would not.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Hi, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So coming up here in about 9 minutes now, we will talk a little bit about Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, plus some Black Friday and Cyber Monday trends that have been going on as well. And of course, we have today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up in about 16 minutes as well. So before we get to our sports, let me hit your top three stories. Amazon is set to lay off the most corporate workers they've ever done in history. Up to 10,000 corporate workers going to be laid off. Oh, that's not good. President Biden and President Xi Jinping cooled the Cold War fears between China and the United States, but clashed over Taiwan. And Jay Leno was burned in a car fire. He's been hospitalized, but says that he is okay. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN. Got the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. And I tell you what, boy, the way they've been playing, I don't see them losing a game this year. I mean, I don't. They're just playing so hot, and they're deep in pretty much every position. So Philadelphia Eagles are going to be playing the Washington Commanders tonight at 7:15 on ESPN. And the Commanders are 4-5. The NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 6:30 with the Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Boston Celtics. And right now already, we've got some hockey underway a little early. The Islanders are playing Ottawa. The puck just dropped in that game. And the games are going to be on ESPN Plus all night long tonight. And ESPN 2 also has some college basketball. Number 11, Tennessee, playing number 12, Indiana University. This is college women's basketball. Men's basketball is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. You got games like Baylor is playing, Texas Tech University, Houston, Illinois, Creighton, and UCLA. Those are all ranked teams that are going to be playing on ESPN Plus tonight. Then in sports news, a suspect is now in custody as it pertains to the shooting at University of Virginia that left three Virginia football players who are dead and two others injured. And we just saw a bit ago that they have the suspect in custody, and apparently the university did an investigation into this shooter a long time ago, and back in September. So that's very unfortunate. According to a report, Cardinals tight end Zach Ertz is done for the season with a knee injury. Baker Mayfield is going to be starting for the Carolina Panthers as P.J. Walker deals with an ankle injury. So Baker Mayfield getting another chance at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And the Miami Marlins in Major League Baseball, making a historic move, have named Caroline O'Connor as the new team president. So she's the first team president of a Major League Baseball team in history. So big history right there for the Miami Marlins. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29. Everyday traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is slow moving on 98. We are checking in clear on Gulf Breeze throughout Gulf Breeze proper, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something else on the roads, just go ahead and give me a call to the traffic line with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Where do the Buffalo Bills go from here? Specifically, Josh Allen. Allen threw two more red zone interceptions and a loss to the Vikings on Sunday and couldn't handle a QB sneak out of their own end zone. But what's alarming is that the Bills' offense relies on him so much. Josh Allen is their greatest chance at winning a Super Bowl, but he's also their biggest liability if his decision-making continues to betray him and the team. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony, Monday Night Report against the spread. Last week documented 2-0. That's 100% winners. I'm red hot. I love tonight's matchup. It's yours for the unrecorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Washington, Philly, plus a total, free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. I'll prove it. Washington, Philly.
All right, there you go. That's the CBS Sportsman. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we were just talking about this very unfortunate situation. An illegal immigrant in Escambia County apparently sexually assaulted an 11-year-old. He's 43 years old. He was just extradited from Laredo, Texas, and is in the Escambia County Jail now. And so we've talked about how oftentimes when we read these stories of these violent crimes happening from illegals, it's usually, you know, that's over there. That's in California. That's in Arizona. You know, it's not around here. And here's a situation where it has happened right here in our backyard. Well, related to this, kind of Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody filed a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court in support of a lawsuit filed by both Texas and Louisiana that is trying to stop the Department of Homeland Security policy that limited federal agents from detaining and deporting dangerous criminal aliens and is allowing them to stay in the United States. Ashley Moody says, quote, Biden's refusal to enact federal immigration laws passed by Congress is jeopardizing public safety. So, this is a follow-up to this lawsuit. She goes on and says, I guess Florida spends more than $130 million a year incarcerating 7,000 criminal foreign nationals. And she says, not only are criminal aliens killing Floridians, but they're also trafficking people and drugs into Florida from Mexico. In just the last few months, we've seized enough fentanyl to kill everyone in Florida. So this is a continued lawsuit that's going on here. Ashley Moody argued once again, convicted criminals in the country illegally, including drug traffickers, sex offenders, and those convicted of domestic violence will no longer be deported, but instead remain in Florida free to commit further offenses. So basically, Florida has filed this brief ahead of oral arguments trying to encourage the Department of Homeland Security to deport these violent criminal aliens like this individual here in Escambia County. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, talk a little bit about Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And we are getting a few texts about Yellowstone. I know that came out over the weekend. Season five? It's already five seasons on it? All right. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared, honey, maybe so. But I ain't worried about it right now. Keep them dreaming.
That's cool right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, coming up at the beginning of next hour, Governor DeSantis decided he's going to keep some of his personnel in place. One of them particularly I want to bring up because I like it. And then also, there's some buzz already about the Democrat ticket for 2024. And it's not Biden. I'll give you the idea. It was kind of a surprise to me to see it. Black Panther Wakanda Forever made a record $180 million this weekend. That was the most for the month of November. The second biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which opened up only $7.4 million more. And I'll give you an idea. Black Panther, the first one, made $150 million internationally. for a worldwide total of $330 million. So that was pretty big. The original Black Panther made $202 million in its opening weekend, back in 2018. So roughly $20 million more than what this one did. But still, this was pretty good for November weekend. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Well, Bobby, Pensacola's Lakeview Center now partnering up with a Gulf Breeze organization that's dedicated to assisting victims of sexual exploitation and substance abuse. That organization is Magdalene's House. They provide long-term residential treatment for victims of sex trafficking. And Lakeview Center says that partnering with them ensures that survivors of that type of trauma have access to a program where they can experience safety and compassion. Interesting to see those two organizations partner up. It should do a lot of good in the community.
It sounds like it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So we were talking about Black Panther Wakanda Forever making a record for the weekend. Got a few texts about Yellowstone. Yellowstone, America's number one television show. And I didn't know this. I knew it premiered over the weekend on Paramount Channel, but apparently it premiered on Comedy Central, CMT, and Paramount the same time last night. I didn't realize it was on all three of those. I thought it was just on the one. So, and I got it in the queue now, okay? I put it in the queue to watch. Everybody's like, this. I was just telling Gracie on Friday, I was like, I didn't realize it was a modern movie, or a modern show. I thought it was like an old Western type thing. But you're telling me that's what 1883 is. I thought they both were like back, like in the
1800s. No, yeah, Yellowstone is like current. So, and then like, 1883 like is like, today. And then 1883 is like three generations or more generations back to 1883.
Okay,
I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting, so. Do these box office stats account for inflation? No. I think Box Office Mojo actually does adjustments for inflation, but I'm not positive on that. So, I'm not positive about it for sure. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction is slow moving, as well as 98. Heading towards Tiger Point, heading eastbound in front of the Nature Preserve. Expect some slowdowns before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. If you see someone else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So I saw these statistics pertaining to Black Friday. Oh, and Cyber Monday, because it looks like more, and we've seen this trend happening in the past few years. More and more people are starting to wait to buy online on Cyber Monday. So more and more people are offering Black Friday online deals instead of, in store only. Well, according to a recent survey, only 32% of people will shop in person on Black Friday. That's an actual 9% decrease from 2021. The majority of people will shop on Cyber Monday now, 64%. That is a 42% increase from 2021. And the day that they're still planning on shopping the most, though, is Black Friday. They plan to do more on 69%. Plan to do online shopping on Black Friday. 64%, so 5% fewer, plan to do online shopping on Monday, which is Cyber Monday. So online retailers like Amazon, Target, and Walmart are expecting to see those are the top three places where they're expected to see sales. And of those Black Friday shoppers who plan to shop on Black Friday, 46% will not wait in a line that is more than 30 minutes to enter a store. 46%, boy, that's changed a lot in the last 10 years. Only 32% are willing to wait 30 to 60 minutes. Yeah, that's changed dramatically. So, well, when you can get just as good of deals online, it's like, why? Why should you have to wait in line for so long, right? All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Today's sign of the apocalypse. There is a league called Power Slap. The Power Slap League. It is owned by UFC owner Dana White. And he has just worked out a deal to bring the Power Slap League to TBS beginning in January. So that's right. It'll be on cable television now. So what is the Power Slap League? If you've not seen this, this is actually something that I believe started in Russia, where two individuals stand directly across from each other and take turns slapping each other in the face. But the reason why this thing went viral from like Russia and these underground, well, you know, clubs or whatever, is because they slap so hard they will knock somebody out with a slap. And now they're bringing that to cable TV here in the United States. I'm sorry. Like, this is not healthy. We talk about concussions and stuff all the time, and you literally just stand there. You can't defend yourself. You just take the slap. And I mean, you're giving people concussions on purpose. This is even worse than boxing. Like, what? I don't know. This is crazy to me. This is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. Talk a little bit about Governor DeSantis. Stick around.